after 9 o'clock. Got a cloudy sky, some showers, light rain moving through. It kind of looks like that might be the order of the day today. Mick here, we'll have all of your weather information throughout the day. Got to talk real estate because, well, it's Tuesday. That kind of, to me, seems like a Monday. But Steve Dietrich's sitting in here right across the table, so I know it's Tuesday.
Good morning, Bill.
How you doing?
I'm good.
All right. You have a good Labor Day holiday?
Yeah, it was a busy one with the kids and the grandkids, and sometimes you got to come home to rest.
Absolutely. Come back to reality.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, let's talk about numbers because you're our numbers guy, and you said they're just not moving the right way.
No, they're not. They're trickling up a little bit more again, seeing a lot of 7.25, 7.375 now, and you're always hoping it's going to go under 7, but not yet.
Last week when Sherry was in too, she said you got some new listings that look pretty good coming in.
Yeah, there are some things, and there's a couple on the horizon that are coming up too, and so we'll kind of see what happens. We've got some nice places out there too, and right now it's kind of school, you know. It's sort of that it happens every year. There's a little bit of a lull last couple of weeks of August and maybe the month of September.
Does that pick up again towards the holidays?
Usually it does. You know, people get settled and they find out they like the school system. You know, they like living in Wahpeton and they go, okay, let's change, turn the page and let's go look for a house.
Steve, has anybody ever come to you and you say, hey, look, I'm looking to sell my place, and you go look at it and it's like, this place is an absolute disaster, where you guys won't even take it? Does that happen every once in a while?
I just had one.
So it does happen.
Well, it does. And you know, you always hear the thing, you know, location, location, location.
Absolutely.
But I think in today's world now, I'm kind of going more price, price, price.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can fight any location if the price is right.
That's true. That's true.
So, you know, there's a little both there, certainly. But yeah, there's houses out there. There are some choices. There are some a little more expensive ones that are nice homes, you know, and we'll see how long they stick around.
Well, and we've talked, too. You get some nice homes, but then you get inside, and it's like, well, I'm going to have to put some money into this. And some people are willing to do that.
Yeah, they are. And you know, it's kind of the chicken and the egg thing. You know, what do? Do you fight your condition with price, or do you make the change first? And then you don't know for sure if you're going to get it back.
Right.
So, you know, it's a two-edged sword on that type of a situation. But I guess we just try to put our heads together and see what we think the best situation is.
So there are some instances where they're kind of working without a net, you know?
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
They are.
That's the way it's always been, though, right?
And yep, it always is. And you know, once the offers come in, you know, we do our net sheets and sit down with the seller and try and figure out if the bottom line can work for them. And if it can't, obviously we'll counteroffer the offer and see what we can do.
Here's where I know you're a pro, because you brought this up before and you've been doing this for so many years. You can actually look at a home, and you did this a while back. We were talking about it, and you know exactly who built it, and you know exactly when they built it. And you said, you know, these homes have this feature, these homes have this feature. That means you've been around a while.
Unfortunately, yes.
Well, I think that's fortunate for us.
Well, yeah, I always talk about me and Richie Smith, you know, and I think everybody remembers Richie. And
absolutely.
You know, we worked one whole summer for Gary Martinson, you know, and I saw a lot of construction things, and I'll say some good, some bad.
Right.
You know, but it makes me understand when I think back about why things happen to houses over time and some of the corrections you got to go for.
Well, and I know now there's a lot of new housing units going in, too, that you could probably look at and go, okay, I know for a fact it's like a Martinson home, or it's this kind of home.
Mm-hmm.
And there seems to be a lot of them popping up around town.
Well, we're trying to, you know, certainly we need new construction, and there's still a lot of jobs available around town, too. And, you know, north of Walmart, there's a lot of new construction out there. And,
right.
You know, it's an area of town. A lot of people that are just out driving around don't even think about going out in that area, and they should.
Right.
Because there are a lot of new homes out there, so it's choices.
All right. Folks, say, listen, if you've got questions about real estate, we got to get the emails going. Email your questions to us, studio at kbmwnews.com. Steve, always great to have you in here.
Thanks, Bill.
You have a great rest of the week. We'll touch base next Tuesday,
okay,
all right?
Okay, sounds great.
Talking real estate with Steve and Sherry. We do it every Tuesday at this time here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.